You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So your kids are 11 and 7.
Yeah.
So they're nowhere near ready to move out of the house yet. I, however, have been through this once with my son when he moved out, and now I'm about to go through it with my stepdaughter. She's 20, and the time has come. And she agrees, we agree. It's like, I don't know, it's interesting. I've been watching the dynamic of this as it pertains to all of us at some point. Adults, with a few exceptions. There are still some adults who live at home. I get that. But for the most part, there comes a day where you put stuff in boxes and out you go to take on the world. And we're watching this happen. And I'm kind of watching because I went through it as a father. And now I'm watching Gretchen go through it with her daughter. She's my stepdaughter. But I mean, it's Gretchen's daughter. And so it's her first time to, you know, have a child leave the house. And it's been an interesting few weeks as we plan it, get ready for it. And here's what I would say to any parents who are listening, even if your kids are only 14, 15, 16, maybe 17, you're getting close to that time. And it's interesting that we have laughed about how Zoe, our joke is that Zoe is a horrible roommate. And that finally the decision was made is like, you need to go be a horrible roommate with someone else so you actually learn. Mm-hmm. Because she's not really learning enough about the real world when she's still in the nest.
Well, sure, and of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's time for you to go be a roommate with someone else, and that's when you really, really learn. Because we can talk to her all day long, and she's a smart kid and everything, but until you're actually doing it, like your parents could have told you all day long, Jeremy, about paying the rent and paying your utility bill and paying this. But until you moved out.
Right. You don't get, you just don't quite get it.
It was a concept.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a concept and it wasn't a real thing. And eventually you get to the point where you got to have the real thing. She's looking at potentially, because she's a college student, she's looking at potentially moving in with four other girls. It would be a house
my God.
With five college
Holy
girls.
Holy cow.
So that it would bring, you know, her rent down and her other
sure
expenses
it would.
And
yeah,
stuff like
but
that.
Gosh, how quick do you think she's going to be back?
Yeah, we had that
It's going to be horrible. Yeah, it's
going to
be horrible. Are you like laying down some ground rules, like you can't come back or?
Well, you never as a parent want to say you can't because that's just, but you don't want to make it like the first default.
No, but I mean, okay, so I'm taking it to a 10. I mean, if you said, you know, you shouldn't be coming back or.
Yeah, I mean, you can't stumble and then immediately come back. I mean, if you fall hard, yes, but just stumbling, you're supposed to stumble because that's how you learn. And we've all stumbled and we've all, you know, had those tough times. My God, I moved out when I was 18. And, you know, it was tough as hell for like 5 years. I mean, really bad. And I would not trade in those 5 years for anything. Because it was so many great life lessons and it prepared me for being an adult. And we're kind of excited. She's excited about it, too.
I mean, I bet you guys are going to be home alone. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling, too. You're probably secretly high-fiving each other in the hallway. And this is funny. I was just thinking about this, oddly enough, the other day as I was driving home. I was trying to do the math, and I believe I've been out of the house now longer than I actually lived in my parents' house, which was kind of, you know, a little bit mind-boggling to me. And then I was thinking, you know, I have actually never lived on my own by myself. I went right from my family, my parents' house, to moving in with Nicole, my now wife. So I never had the experience of being out on my own or having a traditional roommate. My roommate was my lover. So I've never had those experiences. And do I regret that? I don't know if I do or not.
I don't know if it's worthy of having regret. I mean,
I'm just not being like tied down to anyone or anybody or, you know, asking permission to do things, letting people know where you are. Like, I never had that, you know, that just I'm on my own. I'll do what I want type thing.
I put a lot of stock in people living by themselves for a while. That's not ever going to happen to you. I mean,
Maybe. I mean, you never know what the future will hold.
I highly doubt it. I hope not.
No, I don't either. But yeah, I seem to be doing fine. I'm fairly well adjusted, but I never had those experiences. So yeah. Whatever. What are you guys going
to
do?
She's not ready. Zoe's not ready to be on her own. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that.
We
she's
all know
have
what prices are like right now, but
I know.
But just getting out of the house, I've lived. I've never had a traditional roommate like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived with, women, and I have lived on my own a lot. I was a bachelor for many years by myself, but I don't personally, I couldn't handle a roommate.
I'm the same way.
Maybe I could have when I was 20 or 21.
Stealing my Cheetos,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a rite of passage, too, is to have the crappy roommate. And so that you've got stories for the rest
Wondering
of your life.
Wondering what got stolen. And
Or the drama.
The drama or who they're bringing home,
Yeah.
They're not paying their rent.
And the roommate not only stealing your food, but maybe stealing your lover.
That I too. Mean, yeah.
All of
yeah,
those yeah, things yeah. happen. So we're probably a couple of months away. It's like we're ramping up to this. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with their room? Have you guys decided? Sewing room, workout room. What's the other thing that people go, like a little man cave?
That's the other rite of passage, right, is that the kids come home. They're like, what'd you do to my room? We just had a caller.
A couple days ago. Yeah. That was talking about that. The kid was all bummed because mom was excited about remodeling the room.
Yeah. And that is
You're putting a treadmill in here? Oh.